Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Dang it, I'm a real boy.
And Rebecca is trying to tell me I'm not human. She started this yesterday. And again, your premise for questioning if I am a human being or not is what?
I would say your passion for AI is a little conspicuous. You're very enthusiastic, which I think is great, but I've become just a little bit suspicious because I'm not so sure if it is just true excitement or if it's orders.
I think it's a great working tool. I think it helps us. I don't think it's going to replace humans, and I think that if you are scared by it and you're not using it, you are putting your company at a disadvantage. So that's why I send you guys all the AI stuff that can help us in marketing. But you think these are marching orders.
It might be orders from your Android leaders.
Okay. You are so pushing the AI agenda.
Today, we're going to confirm whether or not Bert is a real boy, as he said, or Cybert.
Cybert.
That's good.
I love it.
And I'm about to be exposed. Okay.
So with his consent, I ran a Turing test on him. And if you don't know, the Turing test is a test by a tragic scientist who, by the way, like the saddest life ever in the 1940s. He should have been at the club, but instead he was making these weird tests about AI, which to my knowledge was not really even invented yet. But the test is conducted between an interrogator, a human being, and a robot.
Okay.
I am the interrogator. ChatGPT is the robot, and Bert is the alleged human.
All right. So she sent me a bunch of these questions yesterday in an email that I didn't even see until about 6:30. And thank God you sent in a text message because my day was over. I mean, I had spent 3 straight hours in meetings. Kristen was in the meetings also, and my day was done. And then this came in, and I'm like, okay, let's go. Here we go.
So I fed 4 questions to both Bert and ChatGPT, and Bert would fail if the testers and the interrogators cannot determine by the answer which player is the human and which player is the computer.
Okay.
So I fed some characteristics about Bert to ChatGPT so ChatGPT could pretend to be Bert. I said to it, please pretend to be a longtime male, successful host of a morning show, briefly college educated, who is very fond of AI named BertBot as I ask you these following questions. Okay. It answered,
got it. Fire away with your questions and I'll answer in character as BertBot.
Okay. So I fed BertBot and Bert proper these 4 questions, and the results were honestly kind of scary. Okay. Like I actually was like a little bit frightened.
So you're going to tell us, you're going to read the question and give both responses, and we have to determine which one is the real Bert.
I'm going to play I will tell you the questions and I'll play the answers, and each of you will have to decide which of the answers came from Bert and which of the answers came from BertBot.
Okay.
If BertBot is able to trick you, then Bert will officially no longer be any different than a robot.
Okay.
Kristen, the first question is for you.
Okay.
I asked the participants, describe yourself using only colors and shapes.
Okay.
Participant 1 answered with this.
I am a bright blue circle inside a gray square.
Participant 2 said,
I am a rigidly shaped blue square.
Which answer came from Bert?
Oh, my. Oh, wow.
That's tough.
Right?
I didn't know it was going to be that hard.
I kind of want to hear him again now.
I am a bright blue circle inside a gray square. I am a rigidly shaped blue square.
He's not a rigid. I'm going to say the real Bert said the first one. BertBot said the second one.
Participant 1?
Yes.
Was AI.
No!
I am the rigid blue square.
You are not a rigid blue square.
It's just the first thing that came to mind.
Okay, all right.
All right, first one for the robots.
You are going to so be Cybert by the time this is over.
Cassie, am I right in saying you are an English literature major at Emory?
Yes.
Okay, well, this is perfect because I have some poetry for you. I asked the participants to write a short haiku about doing radio. Here is the first piece.
In the misty air, words dance through waves of chatter. Morning show host shines.
And here is the second.
Radio is on. Talking, gossip, fun all day. Morning starts this way.
Which was written by Bert?
Definitely number two.
Number two was AI.
What?
Oh, yo. Hey, yo.
There's no way.
Okay, then I have to give Bert props because that was actually a lovely haiku.
Well, thank you. It was generated by ChatGPT.
Oh,
it was too late in the day, man. There was no way.
Oh, wow.
Okay, the third question, I got a little deeper. I asked, do you think machines will ever truly understand human emotions? Here's what participant one said.
Yes. Robots will adapt over time and not only understand human emotions, but have deeper, more connected relationships when they understand the user.
And here's what participant two said.
AI might get better at recognizing emotions, but it will never truly understand them like humans do.
Mo, which is Bert's real opinion?
I feel like it's so much on the line.
It really is.
I think Bert is participant number two.
Participant number two is AI.
That is true. I would have picked that one too.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be easy.
What? I'm afraid. Nah.
And that was not AI generated. The rest of them are authentic, man.
Oh my God.
Save us, Abby.
What?
You did not see this coming, did you, Rebecca?
I did not know it was going to go this way. This is crazy.
All right, Abby, you have to save Cybert. Are you pranking us?
No.
This has to be a prank.
No, this is not, I swear.
This is the clincher. I asked, what does it mean to be real? Here's the first answer.
To be the most genuine, authentic, and not artificial version of yourself.
Second answer.
To be the absolute authentic version of yourself based on one's definition of self.
Oh, wow. Okay, so here's what I've noticed. Yeah. After seeing everyone's answer, we're all choosing the one that sounds the most human, but it sounds like the AI knows how to sound human now.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I need to choose the most AI-sounding one, and that's going to be the Bert one. The second one to me sounded the most AI, so I'm going to say that's Bert. So I'm going to say AI is number one, and Bert is number two.
Participant number two was Bert.
Yay!
You're so only three-fourths robot.
Only three-fourths robot.
That was so creepy.
And the last answers were very, very similar.
Oh, yeah. That was so frightening how similar the answers were once I fed everything to it.
Even the color blue, like just popping up in the first one.
Yes.
All right, it's official. You got to trade in your Bronco. You're driving a Cybert truck.
It's too bad that I had my therapy session yesterday. What I really need for is today.
The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.